at Palermo Big Band. Hi, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Ed Palermo Christmas Show. Thank you. Oh, my God, it's cold in here. Oh, thank you for coming.
Ed.
What's this shit? What?
Beach party. Christmas is in December. We go to the beach in August.
That's kind of embarrassing. You sure?
For all of us.
Is anyone here in their bathing suits? Because that was the...
Is there anyone else here wearing a parka?
I think this calls for a change of clothing. Junior! Don't ever say I didn't come prepared for everything.
There will come a time when every evil that we know will be an evil that we can rise above.
Rise above.
Who cares if hair is long or short or greater, when they didn't know that hair or where it's at? There will come a time when you won't even be ashamed if you are fat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
this is a very special night at the Falcon because my dog is here. It's his very first gig. Yeah, Sweeney is his name. Sweeney Todd Rundgren.
Get that Sweeney Todd Rundgren, genius!
Yes. He's down in the lab right now, like working on some water filtration system for the Marlboro Falls.
Very, very, very precocious dog.
Yes. So I know when I have that dog as my little wingman, and I walk into the raccoon saloon over there, the ladies are gonna flock around me with my little dog. They're gonna look at me and they're gonna say, "Why does it say meatloaf on the back of your shirt?" But that's just gonna be another weapon in my arsenal.
That's the opener.
That's my weapon in my arsenal of charm. Not in the fighting worms. No fighting worms. So me and Sweeney, we're going into the Raccoon Saloon. We're gonna find a young lady or two with Ray. Gather them around and let you know tonight for sure. Absolutely. Positively, I know that me and Sweeney both are going to get
in 20 minutes.
Is everyone ready for the second set? I heard that I need to turn the saxophones up. I'm gonna work on that. Because we have some badass saxophone players. And the bones are alright. They got an extra bone tonight. And trumpets are pretty good too. But keep coming out and supporting the music here. Make sure you're generous in that donation box. I want Ed Palermo to come back and play again. Throw $30, $50 in there. Coming out here, Alexis P. Suda do brunch tomorrow. Brad Mildow next week. Got Arc Iris, all great stuff. Keep coming out and supporting the music here. I love that you're here. Thank you, folks.
I wish you wouldn't do these surprises. Show them the back.
I'd like to start off by saying that by profession, I'm a school teacher. In fact, one of my students is in the audience tonight.
Oh, no.
I like to think that she's damaged for life. This shirt was actually given to me about, right after the first show by Tony Falco's wife, Julie. Thank you, Julie!
Yeah, thanks a lot, Julie.
All I'm saying, as I wear this proudly, I'm just thinking, thank God there's no such thing as social media. Thank God there's no such thing as Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, or Instagram. So only you people will see me wearing this shirt. This is our little secret, isn't it? Thank you! Give yourself a round of applause for patronizing my bullshit.
You know, the thing is, the shirt is actually the least offensive part of the outfit.
Where was I? Oh, I know what I want. Stay right there, don't go anywhere. Experience. We started. Don't worry, you're all right. You're safe. The only person that has to worry about anything is my student that's here. Okay. Anyway, we used to play at a club called The Bottom Line in Manhattan. Anyone ever go there? They used to have like great acts like Springsteen and Todd Rundgren and Jack Bruce. And then as soon as they hired us, it went downhill. But anyway, be that as it may, when we started playing the music of Frank Zappa there, some guy out of the blue calls me up and says, at one point, years and years ago, I bought some, or my roommate gave me these posters. And the poster is of the 1967 version of The Mothers of Invention. He charged me $50 for 50 of these. It is a beautiful poster. It really is. I mean, and just looking at it gives me chills because this was the first Mothers that I heard that got me into the, you know, Mothers Invention. Now,
it actually has Billy Mundy in it, which is a very unusual.
Yes, exactly, right there. That's like true inside Zappa shit right there. But anyway, obviously I don't know how to take care of things that are worth something. But I believe it is possible to flatten the shit out. So as long as you know how to do that, here's the deal. And this is only a Falcon thing. If you want it, I'm giving it to you. Okay? When I go, as long as you buy a goddamn CD, what the fuck? Nothing is free, folks. Remember that. All right? Anyway, you know, really, I'll just give it to you anyway. But I'll have them when I'm selling the CDs after the gig, but it is a thing of beauty, and I don't know if it's worth anything. Bruce says it's not worth
it. It's not worth it. Yeah. But you know, it's worth something to Zappa people. Like,
that's exactly right.
I would put it on my wall.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so there you go. So, and my brother has a frame. Thank you very much. I gave him a copy years ago. And I just want to get it the hell out of my closet, basically. Do Two nights ago, we played at a club in a town called Sellersville, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And Sellersville. And I thought myself, Sellersville. Ted? Oh. This is really inside stuff. And this is how we started the show. First off, does anyone here have the Zap album called 200 Motels? Sellersville, a real nice place to raise your kids up. Sellersville, it's really Zappa.
cause they ain't been there.
Yeah.
Auspicious occasion. No bullshit tonight. Okay. This is the way it works with the Ethel Amber Big Band. We do so many songs and so many mashups where songs are all conflated together. Am I using the word conflated right, Ted?
No,
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Ted. We're close. That's closer than I usually get, right? Okay. As my student, Samantha Kattner, she can tell me that that my students are constantly correcting my grammar. I'm always saying things like, hey, that's so, you played that really good. You're supposed to say what? Except me. Well, exactly. Anyway, but that's
you're also
just
aligning your moral compass.
My moral compass?
Yeah.
I'm choosing to ignore that. Hey, exactly. Anyone, can I ask a question? Anyone with a moral compass would be wearing this shirt.
Point taken.
Ladies and gentlemen, the way it works is this. We do so many songs. If I were going to tell you what songs we did, it would take forever. So, you go to my website, just put in Ed Palermo to go to my website. You get my personal email address. Try getting that shit from Bruno Mars. I don't think so. Okay, so, I will send you, by request, the entire set list in detail of all the little the melodies that you thought you heard but wasn't sure. I'll tell you all that stuff. But I do want to introduce everyone in the band here because they're all amazing. We're gonna start off with the guys and women who took these incredible solos. On baritone saxophone, Barbara Cefelli. On tenor saxophone, Ben Kono. Taking that amazing sax solo you just heard, Cliff Lyons. We all call him Lyons, son of a bitch. But not because his name's Lyons, it just happens he happens to be a lying son of a bitch. Next to Cliff, we have Mr. Phil Chester. And on tenor saxophone, Mr. Bill Straub. Taking that amazing solo on Frank Zappa's 50-50, Michael Boshin. On lead trombone, Charlie Gordon. And on bass trombone, I totally lucked out because 2 days ago I realized that that my regular bass trombone player couldn't make it. And it was just so happens the best bass trombone player in the world was available. And before I tell you his name, I first want to introduce you to his daughter. Alexandra, stand up! Right here, ladies and gentlemen. Alexandra, say hi to everybody, Alexandra. And then later on, her daddy's gonna explain to her all the weird words I used tonight. Her daddy, Alexandra's daddy, Chris Onis. Daddy! Ladies and gentlemen, taking that amazing solo you just heard several minutes ago from Australia, but we like him anyway, Matt Jodrell. On lead trumpet, an amazing human being and a Grammy winner. And we're so lucky to have him in the band. A guy we affectionately refer to as the ugliest broad in the band. Ronnie Buttercavoli. Striped shirt, Casio, computer. That could only mean one thing, Mr. Ted Kushian. Playing piano on this endless vamp, we have the one, the only, Mr. Bob Quaranta. On bass, not only the best bass player that I've ever had in this band, but he's also my webmeister, and I'm just so lucky to have him in the band, Mr. Paul Adamy. And on drums, the one, the only, Mr. Ray Marchica. On guitar, vocals, and producer of my Frank Zappa albums, a guy who I consider to be one of the most talented, one of the greatest musicians I've ever met. And also he's one of the smartest human beings I've ever met. But how smart is he? Let's examine this. He had the chance. He had the chance. Well, here's, okay. Here's one for smarts. He used to play the trombone and then quit. Okay? That's one for smart guy. Okay?
I was all-state trombone.
All-state trombone. Any of you guys all-state? Any of you guys all-state?
Right, see, I could have wound up like them. Sitting in front of the trumpets.
All right, so he's smart for quitting the trombone. But this is a true story. He actually made the finals to be on Jeopardy. And did not do it because he had to play a gig. Dumbest fucking decision ever! Bruce McDaniel, ladies and gentlemen. And from Delaware, the one, the only, and she's behaving herself because mommy's here tonight. Katie Jacoby. Katie, nice try with that curtsy. Nice try. Anyway, we're going to continue now with a song off of one of Frank Zappa's most famous albums called Joe's Garage. And this is called Cyborg, but we're going to do the instrumental version so you don't have to hear all the dirty words. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to feature Bob Corrado on piano. Thank you. He's got a dog named Sparkplug, and I told him that if he gets a tattoo of his dog all over his back, I will pay for it.
I told Ed, if the audience at the Falcon claps correctly at 5-8, I'll get a tattoo of the whole audience on my back. And you guys did it. So I have to go to the Inkwell after this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Look at you guys.
Keep going, folks. You're streaming live, by the way. This concert tonight, we've got like, I think like 3 customers. I hope you're enjoying it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I hope you all had a great time. I know we did. You know, something magical happens every time we play at the Falcon. This is my home base. Thanks, Tony Falco, for having the wherewithal to get this together. Thank his wife, Julie Falco, for giving me this t-shirt, thus destroying my career. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish this set off the same way we started, with a snippet of a Frank Zappa song called Egyptian Strut. Before we go, I'd just like to thank all of you. We'll be back here. In fact, we'll discuss this now, Tony.
This is negotiation.
We're here every other, we're here every other month. The first Saturday of every month, okay? December's different. December, normally we'd be here December 6th or something, but we're going to be here for December 20th, so Napoleon Murphy Brock will be with us, okay? I forgot to mention something, Tony, from last year. The guys in the band, and by guys in the band I mean Bruce and Katie, they want to know if we can do Halloween this year. You have that booked already? If you have it booked already, then we can't do it. But we'll talk a little bit later.
You got it. You put me on the spot in front of the whole audience.
Got it. It's already in the book.
We got it?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Halloween!
All right, you're all invited.
Now I'm feeling a groove that wasn't there before. Feel strong! Blow, 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 blow! Hey! Dressed like this to keep it going. Yeah. The party's got to keep going, right? Yeah. Did I mention that I'm a school teacher by profession? All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got an encore for you.
Yeah, okay, well, it was tenuous there for a moment. Now we have one.
Okay, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had many influences in my life. Frank Zappa, number one. The Beatles. Hey, shut the fuck up, I'm talking.
This is important stuff here.
First off, Alejandro, I'm so sorry. Daddy will tell you about the bad man that you should never try to emulate, okay?
Okay.
She's so hip. She's so cool. She's getting all of this. I love it. Okay. Let me see. What was I saying?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Your influences.
I've had many influences. Zappa, the Beatles. Okay. And go. Stravinsky.
Zappa.
Hand of Man. I said Zappa. Where the fuck were you? Okay. So many. But not Man. Yeah, but there you go. Plus One. Tears, a big one. But only when Al Cooper had it. But it's okay. That's something else. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. But Herman Cohen,
baby.
Yeah. Okay.
Edgar Varese.
Edgar Varese, exactly. Very good. But not many people realize that I'm also very influenced by fellow by the name of Bobby Rydell. Bruce McDaniel is going to actually play a song from the early 60s called The Swingin' School. A one, two,
a one, two, three.
Chicks, kicks, cats, cool. Woman in the land gonna hold the lyrics for me, because otherwise it would be totally unprofessional.
Yeah, because this is very.
I'm gonna tell you, there's a little Elvis Presley song about me and Elvis's favorite gender. So it's called Girls, Girls, Girls. Going swimming in bikinis. Walking away, you land by. On the beaches, oh, the beaches, can't make a grown man cry. I'm just a red-blooded boy who can't stop thinking about sailing sailboats, water skiing. They drive me out of my mind. Big and brassy, small and sassy, just give me one of each kind.
I'm just a red-blooded boy who couldn't stop thinking about girls. And when I pick up a sandwich to munch, a crunchy, 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 crunch, I never ever get to finish my lunch. There's always bound to be a bunch of in tight sweaters, in short dresses, or walking away when you by. Out floating, just a floating, they make a cool man cry. The red-blooded boy that can't stop thinking about Bill, Bill, Bill Strauss.
Oh,
Jemima, goddess of love, Jackie Maple Buckley's frizzle on the stove, queen of my heart, please hear my plea, Electric Aunt Jemima. Try to find a reason not to quit my job, beat me till I'm hungry, find a home to rob. Love me Aunt Jemima, love me now and
ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Only the Falcon can you hear this any band play like this, the Ed Palermo Big Band. Thank you so much, and we're going to carry this with us always. One, two, three, four. We'll either be here October 6th or for Halloween. We'll let you know. Go to my website and we'll let you know. Folks, what an audience. The Falcon rules. Thank you.